Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Something's been on my mind all day that I want to remind people. I'm a health teacher. I teach people how to be healthy according to the Word. And we have something, the prophecy that's taking place before our eyes right now, and people need to be aware of what's going on. You know, when the Israelites came out of the promised, out of Egypt and into the promised land, Yahweh didn't just have them go in there and completely wipe out and destroy everyone without those people knowing that they were coming. Those people had over 400 years warning to know when that promise was made to Abraham that this land would belong to the Israelites and they would come back in one day and they would take that land. And every single one of them had over 400 years of generation to generation to generation to repent and turn, and only one did, Rahab, and she was spared. During the time of building Noah's Ark, Yahweh gave them over 100 years, around 120 years precise, to turn and repent. And only one, Noah himself, was the one that was righteous, that was saved, and his children with him. You understand, Yahweh does not put the justice on us before his grace on us. He gives us grace and mercy first. That's what he does. He gives us an opportunity over and over and over and over again. He gives us a chance to repent and turn. Do we want to be like Rahab, and do we want to be like Noah, or do we want to be stingy and just wait around and miss the warnings and miss the warnings and miss the warnings? Prophecy is taking place right now. It says in scripture something very interesting about the animals or the beast destroying us. And I had it wrong. I thought that meant that there would be this whole army of tigers and lions and all these other bears and other type of beasts coming to devour us and eat us up and everything else. No, when it says that those animals, those wild dogs would eat our corpses, that's after we were dead. It's not that they were going to run us down the street and destroy us. We look at what's going on right now with the viruses that are taking place, and something very interesting is happening. The majority of viruses that are destroying man today have begun or have been created or have been manifested in animals. And not only wild animals at some far place around the world, but our own animals. Animals that we're sometimes in contact with every single day. And there are certain diseases amongst this animal community that are deadly. And thankfully so, for many, many years, these diseases were amongst the animals only and were not able to transmute and figure out a way to transfer over to humans. And I don't know for sure if it's just finally these viruses have found a way to make it over to humans, or, which I'm very suspect to believe, and reports are coming out now that many of these viruses were in a laboratory extracted from the animals and messed around with, injected back in the animals, and now those animals can pass them along to us humans. And we see this happening, and we've seen this happening more and more, and now the news media is covering it more and more. But this is something to be aware of, that these diseases that we're suffering from today from a virus standpoint, actually all diseases, because if you take animals out of our diet, so if we're not eating animals, we're not getting heart attacks or heart disease and cancer at the rate we're getting them. But that's not what I'm talking about tonight. I'm not talking about the diseases of these animals that we're necessarily eating, which is another thing. I'm talking about these bacterial, these viruses, and these other things that have been taking us. In the 90s, there was something called mad cow disease. And it didn't really come over to humans, so they say, and maybe it did, and we didn't know. But regardless, we had the SARS virus, the MERS virus, and all these other viruses out there. And the origin, even the Ebola virus, which I speak a lot about on this channel, because I do believe it's going to come back and with a big impact here, and it's going to come soon. But all these viruses, one way or another, began in whether a monkey or a rat or something else. And the scriptures clearly warn us not to eat unclean animals. And these viruses are starting from unclean animals. However, there's things in scripture, there's a plan A and a plan B of our Creator. And plan B of our Creator is man can eat animals, but they must only eat a certain type of animal, a clean animal. But that wasn't plan A. Plan A, that man would be on a vegetarian diet. They would not eat animals. Now, my suggestion, if people just eat a vegetarian diet, they can't get some type of poison or bacteria or something from vegetables. That's not what I'm saying, because it's possible. But if you look at in the last 50 years to 100 years, the amount of people that died from eating some type of poison or bacteria or something else from animals versus from vegetables, it's not even close, the amount. We've gotten away from plan A of our Creator in many different areas of life. And there's consequences on a spiritual level of all of these different areas. The whole gender issue today, the whole murdering of Yahweh's creation today. I'm not going to say just murdering Yahweh's babies through abortion. I'm saying murdering Yahweh's people in general, because that's what it is. A baby's a person, and it's murder. But all of these things have spiritual consequences. It says, the earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have forgotten my Torah, went away from my Torah, and they will suffer. And then it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. They have forgotten their Torah. I also forget them for being priests for me, and their children will suffer. And let me clarify that scripture. That scripture is not saying lack of knowledge, because we all have this worldly knowledge, right? That scripture is referring to my people suffer lack of knowledge about me, Yahweh. That's why people are suffering. But going back to this, it's a plan A of our Creator. In Genesis 1:29, says, the food for man is fruits and vegetables. You know, when they were in captivity, Jeremiah didn't say, go and grow a lot of animals on your property and eat them. No, he said, plant gardens and eat the food that they produce. And man, because of their sin, was now able to consume certain animals. This was never in Yahweh's original plan for us. Understand, him allowing us to consume certain animals, this is important to understand. It wasn't a reward for man's good behavior. It was a consequence of their sin. That you could, I mean, they had the finest foods available to them in the Garden of Eden. And Adam and Eve were vegetarians. And then they got kicked out, and now they're eating animals. And I don't believe Adam and Eve ate animals. Like, they were eating animals in general after the flood with Noah. But in general, this was not Yahweh's original plan. And Yahweh says, know the plans I have for you there for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. So when we look at this, and then we look at the consequences for the spiritual and physical area today, man has figured out a way, or maybe on the spiritual level, something's happening here. But these diseases in the animals are going to man. And we could say, well, they're just not, they're dirty animals. We shouldn't even touch them in them. So we're not eating those animals. Well, I submit to you, most people around the world are eating unclean animals. But now the clean animals. But here's the scary thing. And here's the thing why I wanted to make this video and why this is important to understand. And I do believe a lot of this is political. I do believe a lot of this has to do with the whole vaccine issue that they want to force people to take and everything else, but which is unclean, by the way, and all the things they're putting in there. But coronavirus is the most popular disease out there right now. It's not the most common. The most common disease is cancer, still cancer. One in every 2 to 3 people are dying from cancer. That's a lot of people. Well, they're getting cancer, okay? One in every 2 people get cancer. How many are dying? That's up for debate when you think about what they consider a success rate or not. But that's a lot of people. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people dying every single year. Coronavirus is the thing in the news today, so let's discuss this. There's a 2% fatal rate in coronavirus currently. At least if those are the numbers that are true that they're giving us from China, nobody really knows what the true numbers are. But 2% is the estimation of from all the people that got it to first the people that are cured versus that are not. 2%. Compared to something like Ebola, which is much higher, it doesn't seem as severe. However, what is scary about this, supposedly, and scaring everyone, is it's so easily contagion from one person to another. It's airborne. So it's, you know, Ebola's a little bit different. Ebola, you got to actually touch somebody and all this, but this is airborne. So this is all based on the information I have there out there. We don't know how much truth is to much of this information. We're just going off what we have. But so we have this coronavirus 2% fatal rate, and this is from an unclean animal. They're suspecting that it came from bats initially. And so now there's a new epidemic happening in China, an H5. It's not actually new. It's kind of old, but it's becoming popular now. H5N1 bird flu. And thousands of chickens in China were recently died and killed. And apparently it's very difficult. It's not impossible, from what I understand, but it's very difficult for this to transfer over to human. Here's a scary thing, folks. The rate, remember, the rate for a corona is 2% fatality rate. For this, it's 60%. 60%. And apparently, even if it wasn't humans, it's very difficult to pass from one to another. Can you just imagine for 1 second if they found a way, or it found a way, to easily get from the animal, and that's a clean animal, by the way, from a chicken, a clean animal, to a human, and it became as easy as coronavirus to pass. You think this is dangerous coronavirus virus with a 2% fatal rate versus 60%? This should be worrying us. This should be even if I love meat, and I'm not saying you only catch this by eating meat, because these things are virus airborne diseases. But even if I love meat, I'm not eating a carcass ever again for the rest of my life. I'm convinced enough that these animals are carrying some things that we shouldn't be consuming. And when it says in scripture, the beast, the four things that will destroy us, the pestilence, the famine, the disease, and then it goes on to say, Revelation 6:7, when the Lamb broke forth the fourth seal, I heard a fourth living being saying, "Come." I looked up and saw a horse whose color was pale green. Its rider's name was Death, and his companion was Grave. These two were given authority over one-fourth of the earth, to kill with the sword, famine, disease, and wild animals. And wild animals. And wild animals. So I used to again think that, well, the animals are going to chase down and eat us. No. This is happening right now. Killed with the sword, famine, disease, and wild animals. These animals are destroying us today. But there's good news. There's good news and good hope. And this is why I wanted to get here tonight. This is why I wanted to talk to you about this tonight. So we see what all this said here and everything else. I want to bring you back now to the beginning of Scripture. I want to bring you to the beginning of Scripture, to the good hope and the good news and the good things. The beginning of Scripture, it says in Exodus 9, it says, the disease on the farm animals. It says, then Yahweh told Moses, go to the king of Egypt and tell him, this is what Yahweh your Elohim of the Hebrews says, let my people go to worship me. If you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them, Yahweh will punish you. He will send terrible disease on your farm animals that are in the fields. He will cause your horses, donkeys, camels, cattle, goats, and sheep to become sick. But Yahweh will treat Israel's animals differently from the animals of Egypt. None of the animals that belong to the Israelites will die. Yahweh has set tomorrow as the time he will do this in the land. The next day Yahweh did as he promised. All the farm animals in Egypt died, but none of the animals belonging to the Israelites died. The king sent people to see what happened to the animals of Israel, and they found that one of them had died. But the king was still stubborn and did not let the people go. Listen, folks. You have mosquitoes and other ticks infecting people with deadly diseases today. You have people eating animals with no care in the world if those animals are carrying a particular disease or something else. And I know this because they take the factory farms, take cancer tumors off the animals, grind them up and put them in hot dogs, and people feed hot dogs to their children. People have no idea how much of a serious issue this is, and this is prophecy, this is true, and this is happening right now. People are being destroyed by animals. It was not Yahweh's original plan, as it said in Genesis 1:29, and still to this day, we can live healthy and the best life ever without consuming animals in our diets. But when we think about this, and we think about what's happening here, and think about what Yahweh did, separating the Egyptian and Israelite animals, we know still one thing, that Yahweh is in full, complete control. Yahweh is in control of the sicknesses amongst the animals and the disease amongst the animals, and he's in control of the people and the diseases amongst the people. It says in Exodus 15:26, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions and follow my statutes and commands, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. That's what he says. And what happened? The Israelites went into the promised land and they were told and warned not to mingle the seed. They were told to find the unclean things and destroy them and not mingle the seed. They said if they did, they'd be blessed with great health and abundance and all these other great blessings. But if they did, not only would they die from the diseases of the Egyptians, that they would get new diseases that they haven't even heard of yet. We have the example set in Scripture. And what happens today? What happens today is here we are, mingling the seed, eating the animals, living against Torah, and people are suffering from new diseases every single day. There's only one answer. The answer isn't wearing a mask on a plane. The answer isn't taking some vaccination. The answer is obedience to Yahweh. That's the answer. He gave us his word for a reason. He gave us his plan for a reason. Yeshua didn't save us so he can kill us. We have to understand why he did everything and his purpose. And it says clearly in Scripture, the purpose of it all is that we would, I don't want to use the word fear, I was going to use the word be in awe of Yahweh. Some scriptures say that we'd be in fear of Yahweh, but no, a proper word is to be in awe of him. To be in awe of him. And when we do that, we're going to listen to him and not listen to man. I don't know how somebody, after all the information that's out there, could sit and look at these people on TV eating bats and cringing that these animals might have a disease. These animals aren't clean. We shouldn't be doing these things. While they're sitting at home watching TV eating bacon. People have no idea what they're doing. 400 years the people got warning. 120 years the people got a warning. And he's given all of us a tremendous, tremendous warning to turn and repent and turn to him. His plans for us are for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. He takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. He only wants us to turn from our wicked ways so we would live, so we would have life. That's his goal for us. That's what he wants. We're doing this to ourselves. He has control over the animals and what animals are sick and the animals and the disease that are coming upon man. These are not strange things that weren't spoken about in Scripture. It says it in Scripture that these things were going to happen. I will submit to you that the real weapons of mass destruction isn't some bombs over the country in some other country. They're the knife and fork on our table. More people are getting sick from the food they're putting in their body and the things they're making and the things they're eating than anyone ever did by guns. You know, you talk about gun control and all this stuff as people are getting shot. What about sugar control or fat control or animal control? Because people are dying from eating too much sugar, fat, and eating animals. The scriptures say, don't dine with a drunkard or feast with a glutton. He warns us about these things. I have a whole book about health according to the scriptures, and over and over and over and over again, he shows us clearly his plan A and his plan B. His plan A and his plan B. What do you want today? Do you want his original plan A? Or do you want to settle for plan B? That's the choice we have. Go back to the original, folks. Just being acceptable isn't enough. It's not enough. Go back to the original. And this is what I'm helping people do and helping figure this out. And don't be like the people that left Egypt, but they were in the desert still craving the flesh of Egypt. They still wanted the meats of Egypt while they were in the desert. Don't be like them. And they had Yahweh providing them with the manna, but they wanted the quail. Don't be like them. They'll get what they asked for, and they got what they asked for, all right? Don't be like them. It's not difficult, folks. It's not difficult. I stopped eating meat over 25 years ago. I feel absolutely amazing, and I'm helping people understand this, and people are doing it in the testimonials, speak and confirm the scriptures that talk about these different things. This isn't a question about obedience versus disobedience. This isn't a question about meat versus non-meat. This is a question about plan A of Yahweh, about trusting him fully. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. The protection today is going to come from Yahweh protecting us from the animals of the unrighteous, from the people of the unrighteous people and everything else. Just like Yahweh protected the animals of the righteous Israelites during that time, just like the death angel came and he passed over the house that had blood on the doorpost, we are to have the blood of the circumcised taught and the blood of Yeshua today, so he passes over us. We are not to mingle and sing and partake and do the same things that the non-believers are doing. Remember Exodus 15:26. Diligently keep my guidelines and instructions. You will not suffer the same diseases that Israel is suffering from. What are we going to do today? Are we going to choose plan A or choose plan B? People want to look for every loophole. People want to look for every excuse. People want to look for every reason to keep eating their meat, to keep eating their animals. They think it's okay and there's nothing wrong with that. People are not getting the Ebola virus. People are not getting the coronavirus and all these other things. These things didn't start from eating fruits and vegetables. We need to understand the difference between the fruits and vegetables today and even what's out there. The reason why Yahweh gave us these things and what man has done to corrupt these things. And we need to research ourselves and the horrific things that are going on in the factory farms. Yahweh calls us and tells us, you want to have a spiritual suffering? Yahweh tells us to love our animals and take care of our animals. You watch a factory farming house or go to a movie on factory farming and look how they're treating these animals. That's not scriptural. That's not scriptural. It's certainly not Yahweh's plan A, the way that what's going on. There are consequences. There are consequences, folks. There's consequence for all this thing. But it says these things in scripture, and we shouldn't be scared of these things or worry about these things. We shouldn't even have time to waste our time with these things because we're too busy doing Yahweh's work. Yahweh's work. And we shouldn't be slowing ourselves down with this stuff. We shouldn't have time to be dealing with sickness and disease and doctors when we're going out there spreading the good news of Yeshua. But that's what's happening today. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge of Him and His ways and what He wants. And I will submit to you that the enemy has us messing around with plan B and keeping us away from plan A. And this is a big problem. This is a big problem. The scriptures, people died to put them in our hands. People died that we'd be able to read them today. I'm not here to get into a theological discussion about, is it okay to eat this or eat that? I'm here to tell you right now, Yahweh had a plan A and a plan B, and people are suffering for not doing his ideal. And I'm all for suffering for Yeshua, but not at a self-sacrifice of suicide, a slow suicide, by making ourselves, you know, our gluttony becoming our downfall. The enemy knows how to get us. The enemy knows how to get to us. And it says it clearly in Scripture. You know, their God is their belly, it says. Their God is their belly. That's what it says in Scripture. It's time we change, folks. It's time. It's time. And I know some of you are going to watch this and say I'm trying to change around Scripture and all this stuff. And I'm not. I'm the first person to tell you. According to Scripture, it's not a sin to eat clean meat. Okay? I'm not saying it is. But there's a lot of other things that is not a sin that we wouldn't even think of doing. It just wouldn't be acceptable for us. We wouldn't think of doing things that aren't a sin. We cringe when we hear people saying things that we know, those of us know Scripture, well, that's technically not a sin. But we definitely shouldn't do it because there's certainly not a good outcome that's going to come by us doing that. This is no joke, folks. This is serious stuff that's happening. It's in the past. We see Yahweh save them. The clean animals or the animals of the Israelites versus the animals of the Egyptians. And it really had to do nothing with Egyptians and Israelites. What it had to do with righteous and unrighteous. That's what it had to do. Because if the unrighteous of Egypt had the blood on their doorposts, guess what? The angel would have passed over their house as well. And if the Israelites didn't have the blood on their posts, they would have succumbed to what was coming for them. And that's what we get today. So I implore all of you to go back to the Scripture and look at the original plan of our Creator, which is Plan A, Genesis 1:29. The food for man is fruits and vegetables. Then when you see Genesis 9:3 that he now included animals in his diet, why did he do that? Because man was kicked out of the Garden of Eden, not as a reward, but as a result of their sin. And here they are with nothing to eat. So for that time, not only did he allow them to eat animals until the green grass grew back, they don't need the animals anymore.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
Yeah.